I'm Josh Rivera, and you're listening to Punchlines, where we pick a theme and put together the best late-night jokes. Today's theme, President Trump's witch hunt. After appointing a special counsel to the investigation on his campaign's ties with Russia, President Trump took to Twitter to announce how unfair that is. Late-night comics Seth Meyers and Jimmy Kimmel explain Trump's witch hunt tweets. Also, Trevor Noah and Stephen Colbert take a look at the man of the hour, Robert Mueller. All this and James Corden's in today's Punchlines.
In that case, let's get to the news. President Trump today called the appointment of a special counsel to investigate his campaign's ties to Russia the single greatest witch hunt of a politician in American history. Though he didn't help his case much when he flew away on a broom.
To cover is the one that just broke last night.
It's been a stunning week and a stunning 24 hours with events that have potentially enormous implications for the White House. Now word of a special counsel to investigate whether there was collusion between the Trump campaign and the Russians.
Oh, damn. Oh, damn, people. A special counsel is going to be investigating Trump. You know what that means. Trump is going to prison. No, not really. He's gonna serve 2 terms, probably. Oh. 2 terms in prison. Yeah. To visit Hillary Clinton, who he locked up. No, I keep losing you guys. This is weird.
Yesterday, the Justice Department appointed a special counsel to investigate ties between his campaign and Russia, which he did not like at all. But sources inside the White House say when he found out about it, he didn't yell or scream. He told his staff, he brought them, and he said, we have nothing to hide. He was calm. He punched Sean Spicer in the stomach a few times and, and just released the statement. So that's progress. But then this morning at 7:52 a.m., he got on Twitter and wrote, this is the single greatest witch hunt of a politician in American history. Even his witch hunts are the greatest in American history.
On Wednesday, the Justice Department appointed a special counsel to investigate Trump's connections to Russia. Former FBI Director Robert Mueller will be the special counsel. And today, Trump reacted by saying, no fair, why does that guy get to be called special?
Now, the announcement of the special counsel shocked everyone, including the White House, which reportedly only got 30 minutes warning before the announcement went public. Sean Spicer barely had time to dive in the hedges and cover himself with mud. Yeah. He learned that from Schwarzenegger. That's incredible.
No, look, we don't know what's going to happen, right? What we do know is both Republicans and Democrats are putting a lot of trust into the man who's now investigating Donald Trump because it looks like he's one of the good ones.
The man leading this new investigation, Bob Mueller, a former FBI director, in some ways a unique figure in Washington. Last confirmed by the Senate 100-0, his prestigious 10-year appointment as FBI director extended by an additional 2 years.
There is no more respected figure in American law enforcement than Bob Mueller.
Princeton lacrosse player, he's a jock, he's more important, he's a Marine.
He is not one of the best, Robert Mueller. He is the best I ever saw.
Wow. Forget investigating the president, just make this guy the president. Seriously, good at his job and everybody loves him? He's like a reverse Donald Trump. I bet his hands are huge. Like, who is this man? Who is he?
During a press conference this afternoon, President Trump said that his administration is getting things done at a record-setting pace. For example, most presidents take 4 years to finish a term, and it looks like Trump's going to get it done in, like, 8 months. So...
Yeah. He also posted this. He posted, with all of the illegal acts that took place in the Clinton campaign and Obama administration, there was never a special counsel appointed. I'm not sure if he's bragging about that or what. Oh, maybe that's because neither one of them fired the person who was investigating them at the time.
The Justice Department yesterday appointed former FBI Director Robert Mueller as special counsel to oversee the investigation into Trump and Russia. I'm going to get to the bottom of this, said Donald Trump to a pint of Haagen-Dazs.
Everybody calling me a liar. I'm not a liar.
And, thank you, and... The new special counsel is former FBI director and macho John Kerry, Robert Mueller, who is Donald Trump's worst nightmare, a competent adult who owes him nothing, and who I'm guessing has not seen The Apprentice. But Trump should have seen this coming, okay? This is, should be no surprise to him, especially, because after all, it's just keeping one of his campaign promises from the debates.
If I win, I am going to instruct my attorney general to get a special prosecutor to look into your situation.
Yeah. And...
and to watch Punchlines online, visit opinion.usatoday.com. While you're there, vote for your favorite joke from today's show.